Welcome back, everyone. We're diving into AI today, and wow, things are moving fast. Just a crazy amount happening.
It really is.
Even just looking at the last day of news, it's wild.
It's amazing. Like, we're living in the future we always talked about.
Okay.
And it's only picking up speed.
It is. So let's jump right in because we've got a lot to unpack.
Let's just do it.
OpenAI, they're making headlines, going all in on AI for, get this, defense.
Yeah, that's the one that really caught my eye too. I mean,
Yeah.
partnering with government contractors, big move.
Huge. And they even updated their policy to allow for military uses.
Which, sparks a whole debate.
Oh, absolutely.
Should AI even be in that space? It's complicated.
No easy answers there.
No, and then you've got the Dane Stuckey hire coming from Palantir. Talk about a signal.
It's like they're doubling down.
Exactly, they're serious about this.
While that's going on, NVIDIA's over here making waves, but on a totally different front.
Right, Nemotron. Have you had a chance to dig into that yet?
I've seen the headlines outperforming, like the biggest names.
CGPT for even Claude, it's beating them on benchmarks.
Which is huge. Those are like the rock stars of AI right now.
Exactly. But here's the kicker.
Okay, hit me.
They went open source with it.
Wait, really? I missed that part.
Yeah, open source. Anyone can use it, modify it. It's wild.
See, I always thought open source was more of a, I don't know, niche thing for techies.
You'd think so, but this is different.
How so?
This has the potential to completely change the game.
Okay, you've got to explain that.
Imagine, right? Smaller companies, startups, even just individuals.
Yeah.
They suddenly have access to the same tools as the big guys.
Oh, wow. I hadn't even thought about it like that.
It levels the playing field, could lead to so much more innovation, so much faster.
So instead of a few companies controlling everything, it's
Exactly.
like democratizing AI.
Perfect way to put it. Though, of course, that comes with its own questions, too.
Like what?
Well, if anyone can tinker with this stuff, how do you control it?
That's a good point. The ethics get even trickier.
Right. Big stuff to consider.
Yeah, feels like every AI advancement comes with a whole new set of challenges.
Definitely makes you think.
Speaking of challenges, let's talk about how this is all playing out in the real world.
Right, because it's not all just theoretical at this point.
Definitely not Mistral AI. They're a French startup, right?
Yeah, based in Paris.
Okay, so they've got these Le Ministre models, and they run on your phone.
Yep, directly on your device, no need to be connected to the cloud.
So is this like what, a better version of Siri or something?
It's way beyond that, trust me.
Okay, so what can they do?
Think local translation, even when you don't have service.
Oh, that's handy.
Offline assistance, managing your apps, even potential for things like robotics.
Robotics on your phone.
Well, think about it. The phone could become the brains for a small robot.
Oh, I see what you mean. That's wild.
Basically, we're talking about powerful AI that's always with you.
Which makes me think about Apple's whole Apple intelligence thing. What's that all about?
Seems like they're all in on this on-device AI as well.
But what does that even mean in practice?
So instead of AI being something separate, it'll be baked into the operating system.
Oh, so it's just how things work seamlessly.
Exactly. Imagine AI just becomes part of how you use your phone every day.
That's kind of cool, but also, doesn't that raise some privacy red flags?
For sure, it's a trade-off.
How so?
Well, if data's processed on your device, it's not going to some big company's server.
That's good, right?
Potentially more private, but then the security of that data is all on you.
Oh, so it's like taking control, but also taking on more responsibility.
Exactly. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out security-wise.
Yeah, it reminds me of that story about the student getting in trouble for using AI.
Oh, right, the Hingham High School case.
That one blew my mind. Like, there wasn't even a rule against it.
And now it's in federal court. It's a perfect example of the legal system playing catch-up.
Because how do laws even work when AI is involved?
Exactly, it's uncharted territory. What's plagiarism in the age of AI?
Right. Is it cheating if everyone can use it? It's confusing.
And it's not just schools. Think about workplaces, creative fields. It impacts everything.
It's like we need a whole new rule book for AI.
We probably do, and fast.
Okay, before we get too lost in the legal weeds, there's one more thing we have to talk about.
What's that?
Robots.
Yeah.
Specifically, Boston Dynamics and Toyota teaming up.
Oh, yeah, that was big news.
Humanoid robots. Like, are we in a sci-fi movie now?
It's getting closer all the time.
So Boston Dynamics, they're the ones with that Atlas robot, right?
Yep, the one that can do backflips and all that.
It's kind of scary how agile it is, but Toyota, what's their role?
They're bringing their large behavior models, or LBMs.
LBMs, that's a mouthful. What are those?
Think of them as super advanced AI brains for the robots.
Okay, so it's not just about movement. It's about them, like, understanding things.
Exactly. LBMs let the robots interpret the world, make decisions, much more sophisticated.
So these aren't just robots following pre-programmed instruction.
Nope. They can learn, adapt, even potentially understand human emotions.
Whoa. Emotions? That's a whole other level.
It's the goal, at least, to make them more interactive, more helpful.
But what does this mean practically? What can these robots actually do?
The possibilities are huge. Think healthcare, manufacturing, even search and rescue.
Search and rescue.
Imagine robots going into dangerous situations, helping to find and save people.
That's actually amazing. I hadn't even considered that.
It's about using this technology to solve real-world problems.
And the fact that Hyundai, which owns Boston Dynamics, is partnering with Toyota.
Right. It shows how serious this all is.
Competitors working together, they must believe this is the future.
Absolutely. The race for humanoid dominance is on.
It's exciting and a little intimidating all at the same time.
That's AI for you. Always pushing the boundaries.
Okay, ready for that rapid fire round? We still got a lot to get through.
Hit me with it.
ChatGPT's popularity, it's exploding.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
They had like 3.1 billion visits in September, just their website.
Whoa, that's massive. See what I mean about AI going mainstream?
Totally. It's not just a tech thing anymore.
Nope, it's everyone.
Okay, next up, get this. Suno launched a tool that makes music.
Music? What do you mean?
You feed it an image or a video, and it creates a soundtrack.
No way! Like AI composing on the fly?
Yep, based on what it sees in the visuals.
We were just talking about AI and creativity. This is mind-blowing.
Right. Talk about changing the game for artists, filmmakers.
I can't even imagine the possibilities.
Okay, last one. This one's interesting.
Go on.
Google's putting $15 million into training, but not who you'd think.
Okay, who then?
U.S. government workers. They're getting AI training.
Makes sense. Gotta keep up with the times, right?
Exactly. And if AI is gonna be everywhere.
Better to understand it.
It feels like we're just scratching the surface of what's possible.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what's both exciting and, let's be honest, a little daunting.
So where does that leave us? What are we supposed to do with all this information?
It's a lot to process, I hear you.
Because it feels like it's moving so fast.
It is, but that's why conversations like this are so important.
To make sense of it all.
Exactly. And to figure out together how we want to shape this future with AI.
So it's not just about the tech itself, it's the bigger picture.
Exactly. The ethics, the implications, those are the conversations we need to be having now.
Because once it's out there.
It's out there, so we have to be proactive, thoughtful.
I like that. Proactive and thoughtful. That's a good note to end on.
Stay curious, ask questions, don't be afraid to dive in and learn.
Couldn't agree more. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive into AI.
Always a pleasure chatting with you.
Likewise, and to all our listeners, thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.